This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're still pretty much right in the middle of earnings season. Lots of tech this week. Also, yesterday, Boeing. The plane maker reported its first loss in almost 7 years, which is bad. Near tragic, though, for the aviation aficionados among us, is that Boeing is thinking about ending production of its iconic 747, the original jumbo jet, after almost a half a century. You roll that in with the news earlier this month that Airbus is going to cut production on its not-even-close-to-iconic double-decker A380 Super Jumbo, and it seems size might not matter anymore. Ashley Milne-Tite reports on the end of an aviation era.
Chances are you've heard about the plane with a spiral staircase in first class.
This 1969 ad for Pan Am captures the marvel people felt at the first huge passenger jet.
And chances are you've wondered, who's going to get this incredible bird off the ground?
Michael Miller is an aviation consultant and the son of a pilot. He fell in love with the 747 at the age of six.
So the wonderment of watching a 747 back in the 1970s is still part of my life today. I still love watching them take off.
But fewer and fewer are. Scott Hamilton is an aviation consultant in Seattle. He says only a few airlines are still ordering the planes.
Lufthansa, Korean Air are the two that immediately come to mind, but we're talking about 30 or 40 planes at best between them.
The 747, with its hundreds of seats and huge appetite for fuel, used to be the only plane that could fly long haul. Now airlines prefer smaller, more fuel-efficient planes that are easier to fill. Joe Brancatelli runs Joe Sent Me, a website for business travelers. He says high-paying business travelers want a plane every hour, not every 3 hours.
The smaller the aircraft, the more flexibility an airline can give you on how often you can fly.
Brancatelli, for one, won't miss the big bird. Still, Michael Miller says the 747 is part of aviation history.
It really echoes a time when people loved to fly.
How many people even remember that? I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.